Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And it's played to Ponga, who throws it onto Daniel Saifidi. His 20th run. It's Gallon-like stuff on the Choice Hotel stats. Now, it's Dave Clemmer following up with his 15th run.
Wow, that's good service, isn't it, from the big boys?
And Jacob has 14 runs. So Tyson, 13 runs for 155 metres. Make it 14 runs as he's well handled here, just over halfway. So on the last, they're not making errors, Newcastle. That's the key for them. They're giving it to the Brisbane side on their own 10 each time, and that's where New catches this high kick. And he looks pretty fatigued, Tessie New. He's not the only one, and he's dropped down with only 3 minutes left. The Knights just about there. Yeah, they just really have to hang on in this set, and that should be enough to get them home as Arthurs is felled here. Levi now throws left to Kelly. Kelly on to a crabbing Farnworth. He's beaten one. Oh, he almost got away from Farnworth as he ran towards the centre. Away from Barnett did Farnworth, and Barnett made the tackle. Now Gamble holds it out in front of him and just has the defence retreating slightly. But eventually the tackle made by Clifford. Levi runs down the short right, throws to Ricky. Bit of space there, taken desperately. And now in the last, it's swung to the open left. Here's Kelly. Cut out ball to the wing of Oates. Kicks it into a Newcastle player in man, and it's not played at. Or is it played at here?
No,
I don't know. It wasn't played at there.
And that should be it. That should be enough. 2 minutes to go, 8 the margin. Gee, it's brave from Brisbane.
Yeah, why not challenge it?
Shorty, Broncos have a captain's challenge. Disputing a decision that... Mate, I'm trying to do something at the moment. Thanks. Disputing a decision that the ball went out, played at by the Knights.
He's a bit cranky.
Oh, leave him alone, mate. He's a Penrith boy.
Oh, come on. He's a bit snappy.
Kurt Mann is in his normal running gait and attempting to make a tackle and has not played
I see
the
what
ball.
Dobbo means challenges by crazy socks. So the left leg of the Broncos...
Yeah, on some of them, but some of them got the same. So
looks
yeah.
like a stocking. And then the other challenge one's that white one we were talking about.
Well, stay on this line, fellas.
Still don't know if it's crazy, but anyway.
Crazy like purple and yellow and stuff.
All for a good cause.
Yeah, too right.
Hold!
Newcastle now. You wouldn't imagine there'd be much adventure here. 8 the lead. Eight in front. Herbie Farnworth has come alive in this second period, but won't be enough, it seems. Mitch Barnett now with a good hit up here. Who's going to get the 3 McNuggets for man of the match?
I think it's got to be. I think Dan Saifidi's been.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he
set the platform, didn't he?
Didn't he? Early on in the contest, he was so dominant.
So I think if you're doing Dally M's, you get Farnworth a point.
So here's Jacob Saifidi. He'll get one McNugget.
Yeah, I think he's been their best in the second half. He's been the man most likely.
So now Clifford goes to the air. And pretty conservative stuff. No need to try anything fancy. But not the case for Brisbane. Azarko, well, he probably should have thrown a pass back to the middle there, but eventually he was claimed. Full-time in the hockey. Australia going down to Belgium on penalties. Oh, and now Kelly here is splashing off a defender after receiving a chancy ball, and he's knocked over here. 40 seconds to go. The Knights are home. They're going to get their 9th win of the season, and they're going to jump to 7th, at least for the time being. Farnworth in and away from Watson. But Watson just does enough to bring Farnworth down. Now it comes back to the open right, where it is Alex Glenn. He carries it forward and is dropped down. Pass now. Throws it on. Gamble. Out it goes as it comes from Arthurs. Away now to Azarko. Ponga takes it and is happy to walk it over the sideline with 4 seconds left. Brisbane will try and get one playoff to reduce this margin, and they won't.
Well done, Ender.
Well done to the Broncos, but it's the Knights that get the points. 28 points to 20. Newcastle move into the top 8 for the first time in a little while, it seems. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up. Triple M rocking Thursday night footy.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Now here's Ponga running down the left edge and they hang off him. Throws to Best. Beautiful pass. What a try. That's Newcastle's best play of the night as it comes to Inari Tuala. He plants it down.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
So full time on this Thursday night and the Knights go to 20 competition points with an unconvincing win over Brisbane, 28-20. Ryan Girdler, Mark Guy. Girds, you are pretty convinced that the Knights suffered with that four-day turnaround. Oh, it got them in the end.
Yeah, without doubt, Dan. It's not something we see that often, and they came off a pretty tough contest against the Raiders, who were in form last week, and they were really good, and I don't doubt that affected their performance probably at the back end, but they had plenty of possession. They went about it the right way. You spoke about, you know, the professional nature that they finished the game, even though the Broncos were coming. They always got to the end of their set. They always, you know, they got a good kick away. They chased well. They did the fundamentals right to make sure that they got the 2 points tonight. And but there were stages during that game, obviously, given the four-day turnaround. It would have definitely not helped their fatigue, the way that the forwards and through the middle had to respond at certain times.
Well, they got a nice rest. They got 10 days before Cronulla on a Sunday arvo, which is going to be huge because they're both fighting for the same spot. So they did what they had to, MG. But Brisbane, boy, there's some really good signs there. They're going to finish, well, you can't be certain they're going to finish second last because they're only one win behind Warriors, Tigers, Cowboys. And who's to say Brisbane can't pinch a win or two before the end of this game?
Well,
before the end of this season?
Yeah, I'm with you. That game tonight, even they looked like at some stages early on that they were in the race. They had no ball for 10 minutes. They had a lot of young guys coming off the bench. They didn't put Alvin Kelly on until, you know, the last 10, 15 minutes. I thought that was maybe an error because I thought he added something in a bit of enterprise and attack. But, you know, look, I think I agree with Gerds wholeheartedly about the leg fatigue. And I probably was a bit harsh on Adam O'Brien about resting Brayley now to look back on, you know, I forgot the four-day turnaround would have affected him. When he makes 60 tackles a game, he needs a rest. So, you know, they won, and they in the end they won pretty convincingly, I suppose, 28-20, bit of a scare, but with 10 days off, they will be looking at and licking their wounds and thinking, okay, we're poised now for the last four games of the season.
All right, that just about wraps it up. Thank you to Dobbo as well. Excellent job on the bench.
See you, boys.
Well done, boys.
See you, good. See you, MG. Triple M rocks the footy. Back tomorrow night, Maroon and Co. Is it you two calling Canberra versus St George Illawarra? Yes, it is. More after this, more tomorrow.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Alessia on the Haas. And it takes four to stop Payne Haas. Finally put down centre field. Big last play this as it comes across back to the right to Gamble. Gamble a cut-out ball to New. There a chance here. New goes for the line. New gets over.
Wow.
Tessie New has scored for the Broncos. He steps inside and gets to the line, and that is a pretty soft try, although Croft is going to claim he got under him. But Jake Clifford, that's an impressive run from the scrum there. 11 metres out the Brisbane side as Levi throws it.
Wow,
the most magnificent pass to Corey Oates. Was that Tessie New?
Yep.
Sign him up immediately. He's thrown a bullet. Frizzell's going to have a dart himself and he's met in front of the post. Now the next play, that's the big one. Pierce, left foot step, straightens and reaches out and scores. That's a good try. Soft defence, but a good try for Mitchell Pierce. One tackle left. Here's Randall. Throws left to Pierce. On to Ponga. Rolls in a kick. It's in the end goal. It's fallen on by Fitzgibbon, who's claiming a try. And it's going upstairs as a no try.
Fitzgibbon doesn't touch the
ball.
Wow.
Playing on
really? His fingers move.
We need specsavers.
Now Pierce to the left. On it goes to Barnett. He muscles his way to the line. Defenders got underneath him. And no. They've given this a try. Mitch Barnett gets it down. Now here's Ponga running down the left edge and they hang off him. Throws to Best. Beautiful pass.
What a try.
That's Newcastle's best play of the night as it comes to Inari Tuala. He plants it down. Kalen Ponga starting now to really stamp his authority on this game. Now it comes to Gamble. End over end kick.
And it comes down. Oh, it's off Arthurs. Taken by Willison. It's a try. Now back to the left for Brisbane. Kelly floats it out to Farnworth. They must score. They do score. Wow. Herbie Farnworth is in. Well done to the Broncos, but it's the Knights that get the points. 28 points to 20.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.